Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High of 77 today under mainly sunny skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 46. Tonight, storms likely. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
Mid-American Network News. The Oklahoma Chief Medical Examiner has identified two bodies that were found on Sunday. Are those of the missing Hugoton, Kansas women Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. The women were driving to Oklahoma to pick up Butler's children. Their vehicle was found later that day abandoned on a rural highway in Texas County, Oklahoma, with evidence of foul play. Authorities on Saturday say they arrested and charged four people with two counts of first-degree murder, two counts of kidnapping, and one count of conspiracy to commit murder in first degree. Those four people will appear in court today. In the northeast part of the state, the St. Mary's Police Department is asking residents to remain vigilant as door-to-door sellers have been reported in the area. St. Mary's Police said in a press release there have been multiple reports of door-to-door sellers in the area. The city currently does not have an ordinance that prohibits door-to-door selling, and it does not require permits. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Two men were injured in a crash in southwest Kansas late Monday morning. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, just before 11:30 a.m., a 72-year-old man from Kismet was driving a truck. At the same time, a 30-year-old man from Wichita was driving a 2024 Freightliner west on U.S. Route 54. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the driver of the Ram did not yield to the driver of the Freightliner. As a result, the Freightliner ran into the passenger side of the Ram. Both came to a stop in the north ditch. The driver of the Ram was taken to a Wichita hospital with suspected serious injuries. Alarming numbers from the Kansas Health Institute show that between 2001 and 2020, Kansas saw a 65% increase in suicide deaths among young people in the age group ranging from 10 to 24 years old. Mental health providers and the U.S. Surgeon General say that social media is part of the problem. The group Zero Reasons Why says that as a community, we're lacking compassion for each other. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska's primary election is less than a month away, and those wishing to cast their ballots in person now can do so. Early in-person voting started at Election Commission offices, and ballots can be cast at those offices from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, with some varying hours on May 3rd, 7th, 9th, and 11th. Early in-person voting ends on Monday, May 13th, with the primary happening the following day. Voters can also have someone pick up a ballot for them at their election office. Voters who requested a mail-in ballot should be receiving them in the mail soon, and if one hasn't arrived already, you can contact your local election commission office. Mail-in ballots are due by May 3rd. In other news, Kearney Public Schools and the University of Nebraska Nebraska at Kearney are launching the Kearney Teachers Tomorrow Scholarship Program, also known as KTOM. Some have called it innovative as it offers scholarships to students pursuing a teaching degree at UNK. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice. Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas was our public affairs guest this past weekend. He explained the annual event held each June.
Biking Across Kansas is a tour. Began in 1975 out of Tribune on Highway 96. And for the last 50 years, we have taken riders the distance from Colorado to Missouri every year as an educational and engagement piece that engages with the state and the communities and exercise and just getting people outside.
The trek west to east will pass through Marshall County with an overnight stop planned in Frankfort Thursday evening, June 17.
Concordia to Frankfort is a 78-mile day for the riders. We will have some that are up and riding very early, and so they will likely be into Frankfort 10:30, 11 o'clock is where I would anticipate our first riders, but the vast majority will arrive that afternoon, and then we'll be staying at the high school there in Frankfort, and I know that I am some communication with local people that there's some things going on downtown that evening. It sounds like there's a band, and we're interested in what Frankfort has, and we're coming in and going to visit for a period and then move on to Houlton the next day.
Ryan Tobins with Bike Across Kansas. The conversation's available as a podcast and available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. River Valley Extension District will offer a mushroom cultivation workshop in Clay Center Saturday, April 20th. This hands-on workshop features low-cost methods for growing gourmet mushrooms. Each participant will receive a production kit and are asked to bring a hand drill if possible. Some extra drills and drill bits will be provided. This workshop, 10 to 12, on Saturday, April 20th, 4-H Conference Center at the Clay County Fairgrounds. $30 registration, space is limited. RSVP due April 18th at Washington County Extension Office. Phone 785-325-2121. Tractor safety training will be featured in Washington April 27th and begins 8 a.m. at Bruni Implement. They'll run until 4:30 with a meal provided. The event for teenagers ages 14 and 15 who want to work for a farmer or rancher. 13-year-olds may enroll if turning 14 before next year's class. The certificate will not be issued until their 14th birthday. Cost is $15. Those wanting to enroll may complete the registration online in advance. A book needs to be picked up at the extension office, and the safety activity sheets should be reviewed in advance. For information or registration, contact Caitlin Hildebrandt at 785-243-8185.
Phil Harrington, age 84 of Frankfurt, passed away Sunday. A funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday, April 19th at Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt with burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. A viewing will be held Thursday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel with a rosary service following 7 p.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, and family will receive friends following the rosary at Cigna Center. Memorial Fund has been established to Annunciation Catholic Church with contributions sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Phil Harrington. Janice K. Edwards, 68 of Marysville, passed away Monday. Visitation will be held 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Friday, April 19th at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville with family receiving friends from 1 to 2 p.m. A funeral service will follow at Kinsley with a private family burial taking place at a later date. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later with contributions sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Janice Edwards.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms may continue early on Thursday, otherwise cloudy and breezy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies on a Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies on a Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible early Saturday, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies on a Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date mid-April, 67 degrees, while the record high is 91. Average low temperature, 42 degrees, with the record low being 20 degrees. Sunrise this morning at 6:47, while the sunset this evening is at 8:06.
As a species, humans are growing colder, quite literally. We will share the chilling details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 17th, the 108th day of the year. Actress Jennifer Garner has a birthday, and Apollo 13 returned safely to Earth on this day in 1970. For over a century, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit has been considered the baseline for normal body temperature. But some physicians say it's time for a recalibration. After studying thousands of records from Civil War veterans to 21st century patients, researchers say that our bodies today are cooler than a century ago. It's likely that human physiology has changed, perhaps due to improvements in living conditions, nutrition, or fewer chronic infections. An article in the Journal of General Internal Medicine argues that normal body temperature is closer to 97.7. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final game of their three-game series as the Kansas City Royals have been on the road taking on the Chicago White Sox for the past few days, with first pitch today for an afternoon game at 1:10. It was a strong start for the Kansas City Royals in game one of the series after Royals pitcher Seth Lugo ended up pitching seven innings straight, only allowing four hits, all singles, in the third straight win for the team, while striking out four and only walking one. It was an overall 2-0 win for the first game of the series for the Royals as they continue to show strength compared to what they had played last year. After tonight, Kansas City heads back home to Kauffman Stadium for a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays. So far, Kansas City has moved up a little bit in the American League Central, sitting 11-6 and number two in the league, just behind the Cleveland Guardians. The White Sox are at the bottom of the league at 2-14. On the return home, the Orioles are sitting two in the American League East at 10-6 overall, just behind the New York Yankees.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball, and new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply, and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs has been revealed as the front cover of Time magazine for the world's most influential people for the second consecutive year. WIBW reports that according to the column inside Time magazine, Mahomes reflects on the Chiefs' Christmas Day loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, along with talking about the global notoriety of the Kansas City Chiefs football team and having Taylor Swift in their back corner attending games throughout the last season. In a statement during the article, he said, quote, "We like having this visibility. At the end of the day, football has always been this bruising sport. We want to make it fun where kids grow up and play football and show their personality and be who they are." This year really magnified that. He also teased about working more with the Kansas City Royals baseball team and showing up at spring training with the team, as he did announce that he is also part owner in the team as well, along with his football and personal relationship with tight end Travis Kelce. The team says they're also preparing for the upcoming football season. Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your Wildcats kick off the season Saturday, August 31st.
This is notoriously one of the loudest places to play.
Get your 2024 season tickets to see Pop-Tarts Bowl MVP Avery Johnson and the Cats for all six home games.
Design run three, Avery Johnson, and he's in for the touchdown.
Secure your seat in the bill today by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. Joined with Max Blaski, KNDY Sports, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, it was another busy week in the TVL this and last week, and we had some records broken and I guess some history made in some sports. So I'm going to hand it off to you, and why don't we chat about those?
Well, Max, it was a terrific week in the TVL this week. Let's start on the track. Yep. Axel Sawyer Dears, an insane shot put throw. 51 feet, 9 inches at Nemaha Central. That shattered the school record. 48.5, and Sawyer threw 51.9. And we know what Sawyer Dieters can do. We've seen him all through the years at Axel High School. And really, he earned this thing and deserves the new record.
I think we talked about it last week, Jeff. The athletes that Axel continues to produce is just incredible. Meanwhile, Dieters broke the school record in discus 2 this week with a throw of 157.11, a record that was set by Eric Holthouse back in 1994. Records continue to fall over there. Now some history set by the Blue Valley Rams softball team, too, as well.
Kirsten Allison of the Blue Valley Rams. Blue Valley hasn't had the best start to their season as a team, but Kirsten Allison was the first player to hit a home run for the Lady Rams. She gets that done just a couple of days ago, and congratulations to her. The start of a new program there at Blue Valley, so a nice step in the right direction for Blue Valley.
Always got to get those first out of the way whenever you start a program like that. Now, turning our attention away from kind of the spring sports, this last weekend was also some all-star games. I know head coach Brian Eppert of Frankfort Lady Wildcats led his team to a win in Cloud County. How well did a few other area athletes perform over the weekend?
Well, we got to give a shout-out, first of all, as you said, to the girls. Brian Eppert led that team, taking home the both defensive and offensive MVPs. Were TVL athletes Hattie Gross winning the defensive MVP and Maggie Turber taking home the offensive MVP. Turber finished with 18 points, Gross with 13, so a terrific day. Also, Shea Wirtz getting 8 points, the Clifton Clyde player. Also, and the boys, we need to talk about the boys. That was majority of Clifton Clyde High School. Justin Steinbrock coaching there and getting some of his boys on the scoring sheet as well. So just a really nice day for the TVL, really showing the state what, quite frankly, Max, you and I already know. TVL is pretty darn good on the basketball court.
And we're running out of time here, Jeff, but of course we've got a full slate of schedule with spring sports, softball, baseball, golf, and track. Where can everyone find that updated schedule at for this week?
As always, you can go to the TVL Spotlight on all of social media and as well as TVLSpotlight.com. I'll have full updates of your action all week long.
Again, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight for KNDY Sports. This has been Max Blaski on the TVL Rundown.
Anyone can sell you soybean seed. Channel Seedsman place product to perform. With Channel ExtendFlex soybeans and Channel Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans, you'll get the superior weed control you want and the high yield potential you need. Make the most of next season with a Roundup Ready Extend crop system and expert recommendations from Channel Seedsman. Ask a seedsman in your area for recommendations for your fields. Check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow pesticide label directions.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Update your home today with a new look from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. See their tremendous selection of living room, dining room, and bedroom sets and furniture, as well as bedding, accent pieces, appliances, and more. Financing options for any budget up to 24 months with no interest, as well as free delivery, making buying local easy. Shop Feldkamp's Furniture and Flooring in Marysville today.
Upcycle old pallets into fences, compost bins, planters, and even sheds. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You've probably seen pallet planters. Old pallets are lined with landscape fabric to hold the soil in place. Slits are cut into the fabric and plants inserted. Use planted or unplanted pallets as dividers and fences. Dress them up a bit with paint or fill the empty space with interesting stones and moss. Create the framework and dividers for your compost pile with old pallets. Wire the corners together and it's ready to go. Or create a shed if your pile of pallets continues to grow. Check out the various websites that offer design options and construction guidelines. Many people are worried about the environmental impact of using pallets. Look for HT on the pallet and initials of the country of origin. This denotes the pallets were heat treated. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It was built to house movie stars. A hotel in western New Mexico where celebrities could catch some rest and relaxation away from the movie set. Today we go inside that iconic lodge on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Amelia Ortega Crowther's family owns and operates a legendary hotel in western New Mexico.
We're right on Route 66. When it was built in 1937, however, it was built because there were many westerns being made in the area, and it was made to house the stars that were coming in from Hollywood.
It was an impressive structure back in the 1930s and remains so today.
It's a big three-story brick, rustic-looking ranch house. When you walk in, you walk into a lobby that has kind of curved staircases up to the mezzanine.
All the big names of movies, especially westerns, came here to Gallup, New Mexico.
Burt Lancaster, Lee Remmings, Suzanne Pleshette, Troy Donahue, Dennis Morgan, Gregory Peck, Lucille Ball, the Marx Brothers.
Plus Ronald Reagan, John Wayne, and many others. The lobby of the hotel is full of their pictures, many with personal notes of thanks to the hotel. This place served the needs of many that were filming in the area.
The stars stayed here, but we also have a bunkhouse. And so their helpers and some of the very famous stars had maids that came with them, and they stayed in the bunkhouse.
The westerns have died out, and the movie stars are gone. But the hotel remains, and with its location on old Route 66, just off of I-40, it still grabs plenty of attention. More next time as we travel the countryside. In Gallup, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McCray.
If you don't stock your pond with fish on a regular basis, hopefully they'll reproduce on their own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make it easier by providing a good spawning habitat as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
See brush piles and Christmas trees sitting on ice-covered ponds in the winter. When the ice thaws, it all falls in and creates habitat for fish. Adding structure to water is important to maintain the balance of large and small fishes. They're not too picky. Piles of concrete blocks, bundles of brush, just about anything will do for a nesting area. A lot of pond owners raise catfish, which like to hide and lay eggs in hollow logs on the bottom. Neil Vanderbosch with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says another priority for a good spawning habitat is water clarity.
Watch your runoff that's going into the pond. Where's your water source? Would be important. I've heard of people where they get too much algae, they want to treat that algae with chemicals and things like that, and you got to watch out. You can have an oxygen drop if you're using herbicides or algicides in there and things like that. Your runoff from your property into the pond gets sediment and nutrients coming in there. So you want to kind of protect your water quality.
The soil under the pond is something else to consider. The pond may be sitting on clay, which creates a mucky bottom. Bass, bluegill, and other panfish like to lay eggs in sandy, gravelly areas.
They're able to work their way down through quite a bit of soft sediment, but you know, if there's nothing down there below, and it's hard to create that sandy area in a man-made pond. Usually bluegills and sunfish will find a way to spawn, but that's the main criteria for panfish spawning.
A good spawning habitat also includes the right balance of vegetation. It provides a home for insects and other creatures in the panfish food chain and creates cover for the young fry. However, you don't want too much vegetation or anglers will find it difficult to fish in the pond. Learn more about creating a spawning habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a tool auction for Richard Nelson Saturday, April 20th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Having retired from over 40 years in construction, Richard Nelson is selling power and hand tools as well as collectibles and will include a 5x10-foot steel utility trailer, smaller electric cement mixer, miter saws, circular saws, belt sanders, hammer drills, router system, orbital sanders, planers, disc grinders, drywall equipment, jigsaw, multiple tools, a number of hand tools, also selling collectibles and miscellaneous. This auction for Richard Nelson, Saturday, April 20th, begins at 10 a.m. in Waterville at 120 South Colorado. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
A couple of new initiatives to address rural mental health today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Two fairly recent collaborations offer rural Americans better access to mental health resources. One is the Farm Family Wellness Alliance. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a partner, and Terry Moore is with the Farm Bureau.
One of the challenges in the mental health arena is that we have national hotlines, but those counselors may not understand rural America. Life is very different in rural America, and so the psychology of helping someone in crisis in rural America is different. And that, too, is part of what we have been working to achieve.
The second resource recently created is called the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program. It's a partnership between the National Grange and a nonprofit called Rural Minds, where Julie Lux is VP of Communications.
It's everything from friend or family member who might be struggling. How can you have that conversation with them, not be afraid to have that conversation with them, to ways that you can hold an event. So, for example, a church or an organization in a community would like to raise awareness about mental health. There's a toolkit for how to hold an event and raise awareness within those communities. So it's very much a grassroots effort.
Both of these services are free. To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
At Landall Company, people make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every Landall product made. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be rewarded with a 4% weekly attendance bonus plus raises and promotions with an outstanding benefit package, contact Landall Company today at 785-562-5381. Learn more online at landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77-2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors. Several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, 4-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m., at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale bill and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
Good Wednesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. It was a first-in-the-nation community benefits agreement on carbon dioxide sequestration that took place in Nebraska. The landmark agreement sets a new precedent for pipeline infrastructure. Tallgrass has a pipeline infrastructure that currently delivers natural gas to ethanol plants in the state. Kyle Quackenbush, segment president of Tallgrass, talks about the new agreement.
The purpose of this agreement is related to a new project that we're doing in the state to be able to capture the CO2 from those same ethanol plants and transport it and sequester it for long-term storage, which opens up whole new markets for those ethanol facilities. So this is really an expansion or an extension of our relationships with the ethanol plants here in the state.
The agreement establishes a series of community initiatives and creates rigorous landowner right protections throughout the pipeline's life cycle. Jane Cleve, founder of Bold Alliance, says this makes the agreement unique throughout the nation.
We do a lot of work on protecting people's property rights when it comes to all energy projects, whether that's pipelines or clean energy, so that projects are built really with mindfulness of fairness and making sure that the people who will be shouldering the need for energy infrastructure are the ones getting the benefits. And so that's why we were so excited about working with Tallgrass on this project, because you don't often have pipeline companies who are willing to come to the table to really negotiate some of these hard areas that is a community benefit agreement. And so we hope that this is going to be a model now for the nation.
The landowner protections are established from early project development through easement negotiations, operations, and even decommissioning. Easements are returned to the landowners upon decommissioning, and the owners can leave the pipeline abandoned in place or have it removed from their property entirely. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Spank, with your latest check of agricultural news here on this Wednesday, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing, "We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia." Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Check out the all-new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 1500 model LT with a Z71 package, a 1500 model LT Trail Boss, it's also a Z71 package, and a Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
There is a corn whiskey distillery where each bottle tells the story of the family who grew the corn. It's a unique way to share the farm legacy on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
A bottle of whiskey can last a long time. Just imagine having it as an heirloom from your farm. Ryan Baer is the founder and CEO of Century Farm Distillery in Spencer, Iowa. He and his wife, Amanda, opened the distillery in 2017 and came up with a program where farmers can turn their own corn into whiskey. He says they buy corn from the farmer, and the farmer agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made from their corn, and the distillery markets the rest. The farm family also gets to keep one of the barrels.
Really unique program where a farmer can bring us 40 or 50 bushels of corn from their farm, growing on their farm, and we will make a barrel of whiskey out of that. In fact, about 3 barrels, so about 1,000 bottles of whiskey from 45 bushels of corn. The family agrees to buy 60 bottles of bourbon made using their corn, and that's essentially the deal. Of course, the used whiskey barrel, bourbon barrel, that looks great in your living room or basement.
It only takes a couple of weeks to grind the corn, ferment it, and distill it, but the aging process takes about 2 years. When finished, the spirits have some very special information on each bottle.
There's a little QR sticker that we put on the side, and that has the family's name, state and county where the corn was growing, and then a biography of that family is on our website. So it's really a unique way to memorialize a family's history, and ever more important because a lot of times these farms are owned by, you know, three or four different people who live in three or four different states who are maybe one or two generations removed from being on that farm. And so this is really a way to reestablish a connection back to that farm for those absentee landowners.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about Century Farm Distillery at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Good Wednesday afternoon. Zeb's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday on this Wednesday day of trade, mixed in the grains and the oilseed and choppy two-sided trade in the livestock. Starting to see some recovery in places, including the live cattle markets, especially in the later months. However, April and June still lower. April live cattle down 60 cents, trading at $180.90 per hundredweight. June's down 42 to 175.30. But again, starting to see some more two-sided trade in the back half, which means maybe a late-day push for higher figures. April feeder cattle up 47 cents at $240.82 per hundredweight, and mostly lower beyond that, including May down 40 to 240.57. And mixed in the hogs, the later futures are a bit higher. However, May and June are lower. May hogs down 57 to 94.15. June's down 30 cents to 102.52. Into the grains now, we see both corn and wheat trending downwards. In fact, some areas of the wheat complex is double-digit lower, including May Kansas City wheat down 13.25 to 574.25. July's down 13.5 to 569.5. Both Chicago and spring wheat also down. Corn slightly lower, not much movement for today, but for what's there, it is in the negatives. May corn down 0.75 cents at 430.25. July's down 1.75 cents to 441. And the oats still a bit higher. May oats currently up 1.25 to 347.25. Soybeans have been green all throughout the day. Minimal gains, but May soybeans currently up 5.25 to 11.50 and quarter cent. July's up to 11.65 a bushel. That's up a nickel. Into the meal now, May soy meal's up 330 to 338.60, and soy oil up 16 points at 45.07. However, it's been a turbulent day of two-sided trade for soybean oil. Into the cotton markets, May cotton down 196, under 80 now, back down to 79.33. It's been a very turbulent few weeks. Into the energy markets now, crude oil down 253 to 82.83 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down nearly a dime, 9 cents in the red to 272 a gallon. Heating oil down 7 to 257, and natural gas down 4 at 169. In the metals, gold's down 21.50 at 23.69.30, and May silver currently up 3 cents at 28.40 per ounce.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2822. 36 Kaufman Seeds.
Are you looking for acreage to broaden your land investment portfolio with added recreational opportunities? Floyd Auction Real Estate is proud to market two great Southeast Kingman County properties at auction on April 24th at 10 a.m. at the Kingman Expo Center. Tract 1 is 153 acres currently planted to wheat, and Tract 2 is 306 acres. That includes 85 acres cropland currently planted to wheat, pasture, and tree-lined creeks, perfect for all your recreational habitat needs. Visit floydsales.com for more information or call 620-532-1800.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Corn growers may be using starter fertilizer for their crop. And K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses the different options and nutrients that growers should consider when putting their seed in the ground. He explains what nutrients give corn its establishment.
that early growth and establishment that we tend to see, the starter effect, if you will, is not just due to phosphorus, but we also basically getting the benefit of that nitrogen nutrient in close proximity. So it's really those two nutrients, primarily phosphorus and also nitrogen, are the ones that are providing that early growth and establishment benefit that we see in starter fertilizers in corn.
There are multiple placement methods, and he reviews the different options.
Pop-up or in-furrow application is one of those that is fairly popular. And in this placement, we essentially put in the fertilizer in contact with the seed. So basically putting in the same row, and again, it's essentially there in contact with the seed. There are other placements that is very common and popular as well. Kind of the traditional, I guess, over the years has been used what's called the 2x2, which is putting the fertilizer on the side and below the seed. So it's away from the seedling. And then one that's also get a lot of, is quite used, is surface dribble. And so that's basically dribbling liquid fertilizer, typically behind the closing wheels, slightly on the side. And so those are maybe the three more popular options that we see more often.
Diaz says what role nitrogen plays in starter fertilizer.
One thing that I often think about, especially in the context of nitrogen, is that for maybe those producers who are doing most of the nitrogen apply as a side dress, starter fertilizers and having some nitrogen in the starter fertilizer is even more relevant, because that may be the only source of nitrogen that the corn is going to see early in the early few weeks until the side dressing. And so that's something also to keep in mind, again, for those doing side dressing, or even in the case of those using primarily anhydrous on until the roots actually get to that nitrogen applied with anhydrous, the starter fertilizer is providing a lot of that nutrient, especially in the case of nitrogen. And so, again, those are situations where we can see even more benefit from starter fertilizers, especially nitrogen in the starter.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz Diaz with information about placement and nutrient options for starter fertilizer in corn. Learn more from the April 5th e-update at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stocks were headed into the midday on another losing streak. The Dow Jones was off 136 points. The S&P was down 0.4%, and riding 4 days of losses. The NASDAQ composite was lower by 0.6. Shares in Eli Lilly were on the rise this morning after the pharmaceutical firm said its weight loss drug, Zepbound, had shown promise as a treatment for sleep apnea. Drugs like Zepbound, Ozempic, and Wegovy have soared in popularity. United Airlines has cut a deal to lease more than 30 planes from Airbus to make up for a shortfall from Boeing. Production on Boeing jets has slowed amid safety investigations after a panel blew out mid-flight on a relatively new jet earlier this year. And some people who bought Tesla's Cybertrucks but are still waiting to get them will have to wait at least a little longer. The Wall Street Journal quotes customers as saying that Tesla has inexplicably pushed back deliveries of their Cybertrucks. No comment from Tesla.